Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the fifth Sunday in Lent. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Well, how is it going? I hope Lent is being fruitful for you. We are coming towards the end now, and we find that these readings today that we have at Mass are all about the resurrection. In the Gospel, we have the raising of Lazarus. People saw the glory of God in a man who was dead for 4 days. Why 4 days? Because the Jews had claimed that if you died, you could still wake up after 3 days. Or during the 3 days. This was definitely the fourth day, proving that Lazarus was really dead. Here Jesus calls him out of the tomb. Come out of there. Jesus calls out to him, and we see that this is a significant calling, an invitation. It is not so much a command. It is an invitation, and we too are being called by Jesus to come out of our tombs. What are our tombs? When we are living in sin, it is the same as living in the tomb. And a tomb is where you put the dead. We who remain in our sins are dead and on the road to annihilation. Pope Francis comments on the resurrection of Lazarus at St. Peter's Square on the fifth Sunday of Lent, 6th of April 2014, and I quote him, "Jesus speaks like this, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.'" Which is a quotation from John's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. With this word of the Lord, we believe that whoever dies will be transformed after death, full and immortal forever and ever. Quoting Pope Francis again, when he says, and I quote, "He calls us insistently to come out of the darkness of that prison in which we are enclosed and may be content with our false and selfish and mediocre life." It's an invitation to true freedom, to allow ourselves to be seized by these words of Jesus, who repeats them from day to day. From out of when we feel even downhearted and when we have no joy and zest for life, Jesus is saying, come out of there. This is the invitation. There is a poet by the name of Francis Thompson who wrote a great poem called The Hound of Heaven. And this is a very interesting poem from this point of view, in that he looks upon God as like a dog or a hound who is following a rabbit or a hare or a small animal. He keeps after us, trying to catch us, and we, for some reason, are trying to escape from God. So it's a complete reverse. Maybe we think that God is up there in heaven and in his very far away place, and it's up to us if we want to come to him or not. No, this is not what we have learned from Jesus. He's actually seeking us out. And this is the God that Jesus revealed. He seeks us out. He's saying, come out of the darkness. Our belief in the resurrection is often seen as something that will happen when we die or on the last day of the resurrection from the dead. But this is something also that can be experienced here and now, in the present, we find the Lord. We need to clear our minds of all these thoughts that we have. Our minds may be compared to what we call a monkey tree, a tree where many schools of monkeys live, and they are chattering there, talking and chatting and making a lot of noise. Our minds are clogged with thoughts like these, of the past especially, and maybe we have guilt of the past and things that happened in the past because we ruminate over them. Maybe disquiet or maybe disagreements with our fellow human beings. And maybe we consider also the future and worry about it. The real present moment is the moment you've got right now. Stop and think and breathe and listen. And it's interesting that we say the Eucharist is the sacrament of the real presence. Presence, being present. Here is where we find the Lord, and this is a resurrection experience. True liberation is to be found in living in the present moment fully. If we could just live the moment as it is. No past, no future. Be aware at least that these are the thoughts that I have. We look at them from a distance and see them because we are living in the now, in the present moment. The greatest weapon that the devil has is to distract us with these thoughts of the future or of the past. But right now we have a taste of the things to come, the great things to come, when we live for the moment that God gives us. We can't do that every moment of our lives, but in actual fact, why this is, I do not know. But we should aim for it. Be present to the world, present to people when they're speaking with us. Be present to the presence of God in nature, in human beings we see, and in the beauty of the mountains, the hills, the valleys, the rivers, the lakes, and the beautiful world that God, the Creator, has given us. To finish, I will quote St. Francis de Sales, who said, "The past must be abandoned to God's mercy, the present to our fidelity, and the future to divine providence." The past must be abandoned to God's mercy. The mercy of God looks after that. We have been forgiven. The present is to our fidelity. In other words, be faithful to being present. And the future, leave it in God's hands, divine providence. The only certainty we have is from the gospel. Life everlasting is promised to us when we are faithful to God and His commandments. And the presence of Jesus with us always, as He promised in His last words, I will be with you all days, even until the end of the world. Continue with your works of charity, fasting, extra prayer, and try and get confession if possible. May God bless you and help you to complete the Lenten period with doing your very, very best for God and for the whole world. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Ndola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all of God's blessings.